What if I were to tell you that there was a huge online trade in illegal drugs and services happening right now under the nose of the police? What if I were to tell you that accessing that black market was as easy as installing a web browser? And what if I were to tell you that the police are almost powerless to do anything about it? We spoke to a number of people who've used this black market and they told us of their experiences. So, here's Sam's journey into the dark web.
The internet. With just a quick search, you can buy almost anything. Almost. But what if you want something a little less legitimate? Like, say, some heroin. Well, actually, there is a place for that too, but just like in real life, you have to go underground. Welcome to the dark web. It's the side of the internet that you just can't get to through Google or standard browsers. It can only be accessed through easy-to-find specialist software, which sends your signal down a maze of routes, making it almost untraceable. It was designed for political activists and those who didn't want the government tracking their actions. But it's frequented by criminal elements, including child pornography rings, gangs claiming to be hitmen, and very real drug dealers.
Something special came in the mail.
Libertarian vlogger Adam Kakesh of Adam vs. The Man amazed his subscribers by buying hallucinogen DMT on one such site, The Silk Road, and, inverted commas, enjoying it online. So just what is The Silk Road? Well, it's the eBay of the illicit world, in which buyers and sellers anonymously exchange drugs, books and paraphernalia. Adam says it's an inevitable product of our times.
Fortunately, the Silk Road is a great solution to what is merely a temporary problem. The drug war creates a need for an online anonymous marketplace where you can evade that accountability. It just shows how futile the drug war is when people want to take control of their body chemistry, and if you try to stop them from doing that, they're going to find a way.
The site trades in an encrypted currency developed for computer games but bought and sold in real life, known as bitcoins, and users rely on a feedback system to ensure dealers are legitimate.
I feel much more safe consuming substances or anything that I would buy from Silk Road than I do even at a grocery store. You've solved one of the problems of the black market, which is lack of accountability. Anytime you point guns at people for what is normal economic activity and say, well, if you do that, if you exchange those goods and services, we're going to lock you in a cage, you have a great problem that is created, and that is that of accountability. On the Silk Road, you have both perfect anonymity for the sellers as well as perfect accountability, because you have an account where people can be rated, where they can be held accountable if something goes wrong. So for a dealer on the black market outside of the Silk Road, yeah, there's a little sketchiness to that because someone could sell you something and then disappear. But on the Silk Road, people are actually have reputations and their business is based on their reputations. It is a near perfect system. Now, I don't want to say that if you have something delivered to your door, nothing bad will happen to you, because that's not true. But you do have plausible deniability, and it is very difficult for them to prosecute in cases like that. It's not perfect, but it's still a heck of a lot safer than buying on the street.
But that doesn't mean you can't get burned buying drugs online. In spring 2012, one of the Silk Road's most trusted buyers, under the name Tony76, launched a fire sale of cut-price drugs whilst demanding upfront payment rather than the usual method of putting money into a digital holding pen. Buyers, trusting his good name, bought drugs thought to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, which never arrived, because Tony vanished, taking the cash with him, never to be seen again. Likewise, there's nothing to stop law enforcement leaving bad feedback or selling fake drugs themselves, exploiting the one kink in the system's armour, that the often paranoid buyer and seller have to trust each other. But questions over trust and the obvious illegality of many of its products aren't the Silk Road's and other websites like it only conundrum. There's an obvious moral question. Is it right that drugs should be freely available online for anyone to get their hands on? An adult making a decision about what to put in their body is one thing, but what's to stop a 12-year-old from buying cocaine, for example, then either using it or selling it at school? Silk Road claims not to sell anything that could harm others, but that means nothing to the end user, who may just have found an easy supply to sell on. But how about this for an interesting twist? Assuming some people are always going to take illegal substances, could the Silk Road's very active community forums actually be a tool to engage with and encourage safety among the drug use community? Tim Bingham is an independent researcher who also has links to the Irish Needle Exchange Forum, and he says the site could be a useful tool to encourage those who want to use to do so responsibly and help those who want to quit.
So there's a lot of information on the forums, and there's some very good information on the forums as well around safety. And they do, a lot of the people who engage on the forums have an awful lot of knowledge, and they're prepared to share that knowledge with other people to keep other people safe. I mean, you've got people who, there's a thread on there, how can I, if somebody wants to reduce their drug use or reduce what they're taking, how can they do that safely? And other people engage on that. Or is it safe to take, X drug? There was a thread recently on benzos and how can I get on benzos safely. But I think part of it is a new era for drugs workers. I think drugs workers actually start engaging on these sites because you're engaging with a cohort of users that wouldn't necessarily be, sort of present these services. I think that's another interesting step for us, to be taking.
So what do you think? Have you used the dark web to buy drugs? Is it safer? Or is the anonymous marketplace more of a danger to society than the identifiable drug dealer? Comment, post your video responses, and as always, subscribe, like, and share.